Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is a commentary and analysis on three simple explanations for why you're still single. In these commentaries, I talk about the inspiration, ideas, and stupid stories that go into creating these articles that you know and love so well. So if you like the articles, keep listening to the audios, because I tell you where these outrageous ideas come from and how you can learn more. But with this one, maybe you don't want to learn more. Maybe you're still single and you're like, no, fuck this guy. He doesn't know me. He doesn't understand anything. Well, maybe you're right. But as it stands, this was, I think this is probably the least favorite relationship article on the entire site. Maybe. It's probably my least favorite relationship article on the site, and it's probably one of the least popular relationship articles on the entire site. In hindsight, I'm recording this almost 2.5 years after actually writing it. In hindsight, I think this is just, it's nice advice. I think it's just executed poorly as a writer. Like, I look at this 2 years later, with 2 years more experience, and I just kind of shake my head and I'm like, good, I guess nice idea, but it just didn't work. So I think the problem with this article is it's too antagonistic. And yeah, like, the thing with dating and relationship advice is that often, and what I discovered over the years is that you often need to be a little bit mean to get your point across. Because if you just kind of sugarcoat everything and make it all flowery and be like, oh, be your best self and people love you, like, it doesn't really affect people. It doesn't get them to, like, question themselves, you know? Like, my feeling when it comes to relationship stuff and self-improvement in general is that if there's a problem, it's going to be painful to discover it. And so usually you have to kind of, like, dig the needle in a little bit to get people to actually kind of look at themselves and be like, oh shit, he's right. I don't respect myself. The problem is that there's a fine line. So if you dig in way too hard and you're too harsh, people just get turned off and they're just like, wow, this guy's a dick. And if you don't dig in enough, then it just kind of becomes a bunch of feel-good fluff that nobody really takes seriously. So I think on this one, I dug in too hard. And I think it was a little bit of an overcompensation for a couple reasons. One was it was Valentine's Day, and I thought it would be funny to just do a mean relationship post on Valentine's Day. In hindsight, that's a little bit harsh. But, there's just so much fluffy, bullshitty stuff that gets published on Valentine's Day that I was like, hey, I'll be the turd in the punch bowl, and spoil everybody's party. But the other thing, looking back, is, this article, it just strikes me as try hard. And it's funny, like, my site really blew up at the end of 2013. I had, like, a series of very viral articles at the end of 2013. I started getting a lot of attention, a lot of subscriptions, a lot of readers. Started getting published in various semi-prestigious places. And I remember for a little while, I had a little bit of an insecurity. You know, it's weird. I imagine, like, musicians and other creative people probably run into this, where it's like, I had been writing and blogging for 6 years, and then suddenly in September 2013, I had, like, three huge viral hits all in a row. And so I got all this traffic and tons of attention, and that feels good. It feels very exciting. And then I had another 2 or 3 months where I didn't really have any, like, hugely popular posts or viral hits. And so I think I got insecure. I think I was like, oh shit, what if I'm, like, just a one hit wonder? You know, like, what if I had like 1 3-month window where my writing was brilliant and everybody loved it, and it's gone, it's closed, I lost it. And I think that caused me to like try a little hard for a little while with a couple articles. And I think this is probably one of them. Again, I don't disagree with any of the substance. I think most people's relationship problems can be boiled down to these three things. It's a lack of respecting themselves or standing up for themselves. If I wrote this today, I would reword it as you don't stand up for yourself. Their expectations, I would get rid of absurd. Yeah, again, all this stuff is just very condescending the way it's written. I think today I would write it as you have unrealistic on expectations. And then three, you haven't developed skills for intimacy. I would just say you're bad at intimacy. I would basically just reword a lot of this stuff so it doesn't feel so insulting for the reader. It's a good article, I guess. Not my favorite, not the best on the site. I don't think there's a whole lot said here that isn't said better elsewhere on the site. But it's, you know, some people seem to like it. Some people got something out of it. Maybe you got something out of it. And I guess that's all that matters. You know, like everybody has different styles of learning. Some people respond very well to negative feedback. Other people respond very poorly to negative feedback. Some people like a very kind of abrasive tone. A lot of people don't like an abrasive tone. So it takes all kinds to make the world, and it is what it is. So hopefully you liked it. I do keep it on the site. You know, I've cut many articles from the site over the years because I just thought they weren't very good, or I didn't agree with what they said anymore. This one has stayed because ultimately it's like the content's true. What it says is correct, and it does help some people. So it stays, even though it's not the best thing I've ever done.